This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Yeah, we're talking Are You OK Day because the Are You OK Convo Convoy is coming through Rockhampton today. Very excited. From 9:30 to 11, you can come down to the Riverside and have some chats.
It's National Suicide Prevention Day on September 13th, and the convoy is coming through here to talk about how a conversation can save a life, because there is some alarming numbers. If you haven't heard about suicide in Australia, it is honestly terrible to hear. 2,866 Australians die from suicide most years, and as well as 89% of people have known someone who has attempted suicide, and males account for almost three-quarters of suicides in this country.
I mean, this is like huge numbers.
And that's why these conversations are so important. And there are easy steps. It's asking the question, listening to the answer, encouraging them to do something, and then following up and making sure that you've checked in after that conversation.
And that's what Are You OK Day is all about, raising awareness of just that one little question, are you OK?
And also, it's for people to come on down to make sure that they can actually have the conversation, because if you're not in the right headspace, it's probably not a good idea for you to be the supporter in that conversation. So if you have a family member that might be going through something, come down to the Are You OK convoy today, and they can help you about speaking to those people that might be affected
by
this.
It's super important, as Commando Steve said earlier, Tim, that, you know, those moments after work and on weekends are like the highest risk times when people are by themselves. They may not be, you know, around people that are supportive. That's the most important time to ask if someone's okay.
Yes, and it can happen literally to anybody. And we can't stress enough that it is okay to not be okay.
A lot of the time, you might convince yourself that, okay, look, maybe my problem's not big enough.
Yeah.
For me, you know, when I did my ACL, I started feeling really down a lot of the time. I wasn't doing my usual routine. I wasn't able to move out of the house or move around very easily. I became like kind of trapped in my house, which was really scary for me because, you know, I'm a very active person, very up and about, very upbeat. And I got really, really down for many, many weeks.
It's things like that that not necessarily have to be an injury, but it could be a change of work, a change in family, a change in a relationship that can get you into these darker places. And it can be really tricky to fight your way out. That's why support is so important.
Well, the thing that really helped me was people like yourself and my footy team coming to say, hey, Jess, are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Are you doing, and I, you know, traditionally you turn it down the first few times. Nah, I'm fine. I'm all right. I'm good.
It's okay to ask for help.
But it's totally fine to admit to yourself, hey, I'm not doing okay and I do need some help. And if you could come round, that would be amazing.
Exactly. And there is so many people that you can speak to. And that's the whole point of Are You OK Day and the convoy today, because they can teach you about how to have a conversation with someone you really care about. If you are a manager or an owner of a business, how to talk to your employees, because this is such an important thing, especially in the workplace, because that's where most people spend their time.
Grab the team today. Come down. 9:30 to 11, the Convo Convoy is going to be down here at Riverside. You can come check them out. We're going to be here until 9:30 as well.
And remember, it all starts with one question, are you okay? And you can ask someone that today. If that's the one thing you do today, ask someone if they are okay.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.